Life's not just any journey, it's a pilgrimage. It's not about reaching a destination, it's about transformation. This is The Breaking, an introspective series that gives you courage and a different perspective on your own pilgrimage to finding and living your inner truth. My name is Tiara Menavar. I'm a writer and recovering cynic, joining you as we cross the chasm to ourselves. This is The Breakdown before the Breakthrough. Hello, friends. Welcome to episode 5 of Breaking Ground. My name is Tiara Menavar, and today we are talking about containment versus contentment. Root bound is this thing that happens to the roots of plants when they have outgrown their containers. Space expansion is really important for your inner garden, but sometimes we confuse this containment and contentment. We're conditioned to think that wanting more means we're not grateful. Contentment doesn't mean you need to be contained and not let your inner garden grow and expand. That's what we're going to talk about today. If this is your first time watching this series, I'm calling it Breaking Ground because I'm taking the metaphor of a garden to give us a visual and a story for how we grow our inner lives. After this episode, if you want to do some reflection or dig a little deeper, I have journaling prompts that I send out in my newsletter every Tuesday with a release of each episode. You can find those links in the show notes or in the video description. And if you've missed any of the previous ones, you can find the journaling prompts in my journal on my website. Don't forget to subscribe to the YouTube channel if you haven't already. And let me know what you think. Comment on the video. Email me back. I want to hear from you. And yeah, if you need to process anything, let me know. All right, here we go. Episode 5. Hey, friend. So, I've got to warn you. There's this thing that happens to plants called root bound. It's when the roots have grown too large for their container, or it's been in a container for too long. You can start seeing the roots come out of the tops and bottoms, and if the container is fragile, you start seeing cracks and breaks because the roots are trying to find room to grow and expand. There are places in your inner garden that may have become root-bound. You have probably outgrown your container, and the roots are desperately looking for room to expand. But what happens a lot of the time is that we talk ourselves to stay in this containment by telling ourselves that we should be content. There is wisdom in knowing the difference between containment and contentment. This comes back to a question of life. Does this keep me alive, or do I feel like I'm slowly dying? This paying attention to your inner garden. Containment, this root bound, slowly kills plants. It's a suffocating situation. Water is not getting to the roots because everything is too tight. Growth is an expansive feeling, and root-bound feels constricting. We feel bad about wanting more. More growth, more health, more space, more opportunity. But this is a natural progression of a growing inner garden. It needs space to expand. But you get talked into being content. Be content with your little pot, even though your roots are breaking it. Everything is straining because you just need more room to grow. But contentment doesn't mean you can't have more. Contentment is a state of happiness and satisfaction. And you can have satisfaction that you have grown so much that now you need more space. Needing more space to grow doesn't mean you are unsatisfied or unhappy. It's just a state of being. Rescuing a plant from root-bound takes a little work. The process of replanting and repotting is messy. There's usually not a neat way to do this. But if you want your plant to survive, your container will have to take a couple hits, and it will probably not survive the transfer. And you have to be okay with that. You have to break off the container and tear apart all the roots that have bound together. You'll find a bunch of little plants all crowded together, waiting to have their own space so they can experience growth. Sometimes you can hear the roots tearing as you separate the plants to replant them. It sounds like you're hurting them, but what's happening is expansion. Rootbound literally dwarfs the plant because the roots don't get to pull in enough nutrients. You either need a bigger pot or separate them into multiple pots. Anytime you have roots that are coming out of the top of the plant, you know you have a problem with containment. If the plant isn't taken out of its small container, it will start to die. Because what happens is the roots get hardened and become like stone. Water and nutrients are no longer able to pass through the root system. It's necessary for the plant to have roots that have soft and nutritious soil around them. The climate and environment could be ideal. The soil could be right. The water and care could be consistent. And yet, if the container is too small to accommodate all the growth that will happen, the plant will wither away. What would you say or do to a plant in your garden that has root bound? Would you tell it to be content? Be grateful for what you have. You have a good climate, a good environment. Your soil is good. I give you enough water, care, and attention. What more could you possibly want? There are many containers I've had to break out of in order to experience more growth and expansion for myself. Containers of identity, of religion, judgments, old stories, limiting beliefs, and assumptions. I can tell you that at first, it feels disorienting. When you've been in one container for so long, to have that container broken and then all your root systems being pulled in every direction. This stretching of your roots can feel painful, but it's the only way you continue your growth. It's the only way you ensure that water gets to your roots and they don't become stone. It feels like you're being torn to pieces and you'll start to think it might not actually be good for you. Everything is breaking apart. But this breakdown can never be skipped. If I was to break through to new ground, to more depth and width, I had to address this problem of root bound. How does this root bound happen to you in the first place? Well, something tricky can happen. In moments where you're actually contained, you talk yourself into contentment. You have this suffocating feeling, you feel trapped, you have thirst, a hunger. But you tell yourself that there's a lot to be grateful for. After all, some plants don't have any containers. Some plants don't get any water. Some die in the first winter because they're in the wrong climate. But let me tell you something. Your roots do not care. They do not care who has water and who has not. They don't care about any of that. They are wired and meant for growth. They grow because they must. They grow because there isn't anything else to do. You either grow or wither. If you say you want your garden to be fully alive, then you must make room for your growth and expansion. You have been brought to a wide and open place, but you just decide to corner yourself into one small space. It turns out that the purpose of a garden is to grow in every direction. Plants that grow tall, roots that go deep, vineyards that grow wide. Turns out that the purpose of a garden isn't to be small, quiet, and contained as possible. Turns out that we plant gardens to burst and overflow with life, flavors, colors, and beauty. Turns out that contentment doesn't have to stifle your growth. Turns out there are plants in your inner garden that just need more space.